have found the Genesis Frequency. This is Dr. Stephen J. Kuzmina welcoming you in to another episode of a show that focuses on your whole life prosperity and success. Whole life prosperity and success by cooperating with the universal laws that are available to each and every one of us. This is Quantum Leap Goal Achievement, Radical Personal Transformation, Whole Life Prosperity and Success. Now, stay tuned for another exciting episode that'll move the needle in your life from where you are now to where you want to be. And that's what it's all about. Hey, moving you to where you want to be. Hey, this is Dr. Cause and Effect, Dr. Stephen J. Kuzmina, coming at you with another episode of the Genesis Frequency. Yes, indeed. Thank you so much. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time of day it may be, wherever you are in the world, when you decided to hit that play button, I am filled and thrilled with thanksgiving that you are here with me now listening to this episode. What I want to share today is a little bit of a checkup, if you will, about where are you making your decisions from? Where are you making them from? And what I mean by that, are you basing all your decisions, all your choices, on the results you're currently experiencing? Is everything based on your circumstances now, your situation now, your conditions now, which is temporary, which is always changing if we impact it with the power of our will and desire and persistence? Here's what I mean by that. I talk to people day in and day out. My schedule's full just about every single day with people that have reached out to me saying that, hey, I'm stuck and I don't know why. I'm stuck and I don't know where. I want something more in my life. I want different results in my life. I want to satisfy that inner longing and discontent. Yes, I want to step into the life I would love to live. They're saying this and they're scheduling an appointment with myself or my wife, and we do this work. We look to individuals to discover what the blocks and the issues are, why they are staying in the same place. And usually it's a very similar reason from person to person to person. But when it comes down to making a decision to change, let's say we identified what it is. We identified the big dream goal. We identified the life that they would love to live. When it comes down to making a decision and a commitment to move forward and step out of a comfort zone, their comfort zone, most people will revert back to looking down at their feet in the puddle of situation, circumstance, condition, and current results and make a decision about their life from that energy. And that's the worst thing that you can do. That's the reason everyone that experiences some kind of block, that's the reason they feel like they're on the hamster wheel, because they're getting more of the same results over and over again, because they're basing their choices and their decision at the same level of energy, vibration, frequency, whatever you call it, of their current situation. You have to make your choices and decisions from the energy and the frequency of the life you would love to live. If you were, let's just use an example. If you were generating the income you now generate on an annual basis, if you were generating that income on a monthly basis, would you be making the same decision? would you be making the same choices day in and day out? You see, we are so self-limiting that sometimes we just don't realize it. We say things like, yeah, I know what you're saying, I get it, but, and then we do the but just cancels out everything in front of that. But right now I, and then we start with the excuses and the alibis and the reasons that we can't and the blaming and the complaining. Well, I can't right now. I see what you're saying. I want to make the decisions from the energy of making my annual income, my monthly income. But right now, I just did this. Or right now, I did this. And right now, I have this bill. And right now, I can't afford this. And so we stay in that same energy. We stay in the energy. You know, Einstein said we can't, I'll paraphrase it, I don't have it in front of me, that we can't find our solutions by staying at the same frequency that created them in the first place. We have to move up into that energy of living the life we would love to live in consciousness and saying, what would my future self, living my dreams fulfilled, what decision would that person make? You can't keep making the same choices and decisions based on results over and over and over again. It's going to keep you stuck day in and day out. You have to do something different. You have to step outside that comfort zone. And this is really important. And I've touched on this before. Maybe I said it in a different way. The formula is always the same. Thoughts, right? Thoughts plus feelings plus actions equal results. And what happens is most people don't think a new thought. They'll consider a new thought, perhaps. They'll consider what their dream life might be, but they put it up on the shelf because they're refusing to live from that new thought. They're looking down towards their feet at their current situation, circumstances, and results, and then it's the same process. It's just starting in the wrong place. We look at the current results that we don't want, right? Then we have thoughts about that. Oh, look at this. I'm still standing here, and this is not what I want. I'm having thoughts about it, right? I'm thinking about it. I'm looking at it, and this is not what I want. This is not what I want. I don't like my current situation. I don't like my current bank account. I don't like my current circumstances. So we're having thoughts in that, right? And those thoughts cause what? Feelings. And those feelings impress the subconscious mind. The formula is the same. The formula is the same. The formula is the same. Those feelings, thinking the dominant thoughts about what we don't want, unhappy with our present results and circumstance, impress the subconscious mind. The subconscious mind cannot reject can't reject the thought. It accepts it. That's valid. These feelings are telling me we feel like crap. We don't like the results that we're in. We are in these results that create these feelings. This human wants more of the same. So the subconscious mind, which executes our actions and behaviors, say, let's stay in alignment with those results and circumstances and conditions down at our feet there, because this person is having thoughts and feelings that are aligned with that. But when we introduce the new thought and have feelings about the new thought being the dream, the fantasy, what we are imagining how our life could be, whatever that may be, if you can desire it, you can have it, you can achieve it, you can be, do, and have anything that you can hold in your imagination. So when our thoughts are based on the energy and the excitement and the enthusiasm of that dream, we have different feelings. And those feelings impress the subconscious mind in a different way, raising the vibration of the body into alignment with this new thought. The subconscious mind accepts it as fact. It shifts the vibration of the body and moves us to actions and behaviors that are in alignment with a new thought, not with the old, same old results. And what happens is we take action. The universe, this our action causes a reaction. The universe moves in people, places, things, situations, circumstances, events that are in alignment with our new vibration. So don't fall into this trap. That's the message for today. Don't fall into the trap of, I know what you're saying, but right now I just can't do this. Right now I just can't do that. And get into the excuses and let yourself drop to that energy. It's like, yeah, I would really, really love to watch a Hallmark holiday movie or listen to some beautiful holiday music or some smooth jazz or classical, but I refuse to get up and change the dial off the constantly negative news network. It's stuck. That's what you're doing. You are stuck on that lower frequency, that vibration, the constantly negative news network, the constantly negative input to your mind that you're basing your thoughts on. And you're refusing to change the channel and make a choice from a different frequency. You gotta move. You gotta take your eyes off this world, off these conditions, if you want something different. I talk to people all the time, all the time, all the time. And I talked to them before. I talked to them a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 5 years ago. And they're in the same place, telling the same story, complaining about the same thing that they were 5 years ago. Ask yourself, are the results you're experiencing now the results that you want to be talking about, be immersed in, be yeah but-ing about in 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years from now, telling the same story? Because it happens. People don't move unless they attach themselves to the new thought. That's how it works. Really, that's how it works. People maybe make little incremental moves, but you don't have to. It doesn't take any more energy to make a quantum leap in your life, and it's by shifting your thoughts. Hey, that's it for today. This is Dr. Cause and Effect, Dr. Stephen J. Kuzmina. That's my message for today. Get out of your current results by thinking a new thought. Thank you so much for listening to the Genesis Frequency. I wish for you an infinitely spectacular day. Blessings.